Hello and welcome back to the Obsessed Podcast. It's Gareth and Gia. And this week, we're going to be covering the Mariah Carey collaborations that are featuring Mariah Carey. So as Mariah Carey pioneered the hip-hop collaboration with her own music throughout the 90s, noughties and beyond, it was only a matter of time before she started to become a must-have on other hip-hop records, popping up every now and then on remixes, deep cuts, and even for other artists' albums. So we do have some breakdown episodes of Lato's Big Energy remix with Mariah. We also have an episode of Ariana's Yes And remix with Mariah. So please go check those out. We also do have an episode called The Bin, where we cover songs that weren't attached to any albums or whatever, or any era really. So go check that out as well. But this episode is going to be us covering the songs that we've not yet covered, really. So without further ado, let's get into the Mariah Carey feature.
Okay, so this episode's a little bit different. Whereas I'm a bit of a younger lamb, I'm not as familiar with all of these songs as Gareth. So I think we're going to go through... are we going to do it like the Barbie one, or how are we going to do this one?
Well, I've come up with a bit of an order where they're kind of like spread out, because I feel like I was going to kind of do it in sections of like Mariah featuring Mariah, like as a duet kind of thing where she's at like a huge part. But then I thought, you know what, instead of doing it like that, let's just spread them all out. So they're a little bit random, but with some songs popping up here and there, because they're mainly hip-hop collaborations. She's mainly appearing on people's rap records. And there does become a continuation, like there's a pattern like in with her input, let's say. So I feel to start us off, the perfect place to start would be Got a Thing for You by Da Brat and Mariah Carey from Da Brat's 2003 album, Limelight, Love and Nightclubs. I guess you
Okay, I'm glad we're starting off on one that I actually have heard before, that I actually know. Okay, yeah, so I've definitely heard this one. I definitely like this one. And I've always thought that because it was on the Charm Bracelet Extra Special Edition, that it was Mariah's song. But yeah, I would take it on a rarities moment, though.
I would. And I feel like with all of these songs, it kind of fits with the era that it came out in. And I know that's where she was at vocally. But like, this does give proper Charm Bracelet vibes. It wasn't on my original CD of Charm Bracelet, but then I actually bought the Brat's album just for this one song. And then the deluxe version of Charm Bracelet was then released with the remix, in quotation marks, remix of Got a Thing for You. But it also had Elephant Man on there. Later on without my AK. Uh-huh. I've been wondering, where have you been? Wake up to make up. I've searched to find the love within. Come on! I came back to let you know. Give it to me straight up. Got a thing for you, yeah. Shoot up. And I can't let go. Holding on strong and not let go. Come on! I can't let go. Now, Elephant Man doesn't really do too much. I would have preferred for a remix a little bit more of Elephant Man, like a verse from Elephant Man, or a bit of a scratch moment in the song where the beat gets a little bit more, or something changes for him to come in, or he'd just be more a part of the song, whatever. Like, he needs to have a bit more of a moment because he's just there talking over the top of some parts.
That one is cute. It's not my favorite because Mariah is like such a feature on it, but I actually do really like it for the Charm Bracelet era.
Yeah. I would have liked, because there's some layering in the harmonies and stuff, I would have liked it to have had a little bit of a heartbreaker, Don't Forget About Us ending, where the music fades and it's just Mariah's harmonizing chorus just to finish it off. And then they could have had like a little giggle, her and Da Brat, just to finish off the song done. I don't know, just something a little cute at the end, because I feel like It is nice, and it's nice to listen to. It's quite easy listening from start to finish as the song as a whole. But like, I do feel that it could have had that little cute moment where we just listen to the vocals without the music taking over.
Yeah, and for me, it kind of stays in the same place, you know? Where a couple of other of these songs might as well sometimes, just because of the nature of what kind of song they are.
Yeah.
So I think that because it's a rap song, right?
It is, yeah. It's not like a typical Mariah song where it's going to start off telling a story and then really build and soar.
It's not a sing-songy song either.
Yeah, no, it's just, it's literally like she's there to provide a hook, a catchy part of the song. And that's, and she delivers. So are you ready to move on to the next one?
Yes, I do think so. I think that was a good first one, good starting off. Okay, what's the next one?
So the next one is Things That You Do. It's Jay-Z, Things That You Do featuring Mariah Carey.
Ooh, I'm going to need to hear this one, Gareth. Come on. It's the things that you do that make me feel so. Inhale, exhale, breathe on it for me. But I don't know when I feel I can't explain. Right.
How do you feel?
Not my favorite, but it's still cute though, you know? Like, I'm not being a hater. It was cute. I definitely like Heartbreaker better.
Yeah. This was kind of like a return of the favor, so to speak. So I think she had him on Heartbreaker, and then she did this on his 1999 album, Volume 3, Life and Times of Sean Carter. So they're 1999, like rainbow kind of vocals. Very similar sounding to the Bratz song, the vocals, really. Even though the songs don't sound the same. But I mean, Mariah's delivery. It is a little bit bland. It's a little bit, it's like I said earlier, it's the hook. It's just there for the hook. Like the song is
genius. But it was still cute though. You know, yeah. I didn't not like it. And I think I liked the melody, the dun 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 dun. I thought that was cute. I like Mariah's voice on it. I'm just not the biggest fan of rap, so I think that's what that is.
Yeah, I mean, I like some of it. There are some songs where I'm a little bit like, if I can't get into it, then I won't like it. And that's not depending on the rap as such, because if there's a story there that is being told and it's, you know, and it has its melodic moments, I do like some hip-hop moments.
I do like a hip-hop moment, but what I mean is like, if you gave me a choice between Mariah on an R&B feature or Mariah on a rap feature, like, I'm definitely going to pick the one where there's more vocals, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's the thing. I think in a way, it's kind of like, how does the crossover work? Because this is hip hop, and obviously hip hop and R&B are kind of intertwined a little bit. But then Mariah singing on an R&B record is not going to be the same as on a hip-hop record unless you really Mariah-fies it, you know, and really takes it to where Mariah would normally go, which some of these songs do eventually do as we get through the list. But these ones at the beginning, and there's a couple more throughout, where it is just her doing a little bit of a particular part of a range and harmonizing within that range, and it's just that, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So we can move on to the next one. The next one's quite a good one, actually.
Wait, but are you sure there wasn't no music video for this one? What's the music video that Jay-Z's in with Mariah? And it looks like Emancipation Era.
Oh, you mean that Jay-Z song, Rock Boys? Mariah only had a cameo in the video, and it was released in 2007, but she's not singing on the record or anything. They're just in there, like, toasting a lot in some club when she's wearing sunglasses, looking breast-delicious.
Okay, but what's the next song?
The next song is Twister featuring Mariah Carey with So Lonely from his album The Day After in 2005.
zone. Let me give it to you in the hallway. Okay. I think I like this version better than the one that's on Mariah's album, right?
Yeah, they're pretty much the same song. It's just with Twista's version.
She's like, right?
Yeah, she's pretty much in the background and then it's chorus. But then she does sing the middle eight slash bridge bit towards the end.
This is like one and only, but the inverted version, right?
Yeah, so you have one and only on the album, The Emancipation of Mimi. And then on the platinum edition, we have So Lonely, One and Only Part 2, which is more of a Mariah song.
One and Only is on Emancipation?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that song in forever.
I love that song.
I have not gone out of my way to listen to One and Only in so, so long. But I used to listen to that song in 2016 every freaking day. Like before Circles and Stay the Night were my like tops. Well, Circles has always been one of my tops from Emancipation. Yeah. But before Stay the Night was my number one, I would be listening to One and Only so much.
I was in a record store in like, I think late 2004 or really early 2005. I guess it was really early 2005, sounds probably more realistic. And it was an R&B and hip hop record store. You could get all of these like imported CDs and stuff from the US and that hadn't been released over here, and vinyls as well, like DJ vinyls and stuff. And I remember they were spinning this particular vinyl in this shop, and all of a sudden One and Only came on. And me and my friend just like looked at each other, scrolling through all the records, and we were like, that's Mariah. And it was the first verse of One and Only. That riding home in pain again, baby. But that don't mean to you. Yeah. No, we were just like, I can't wait for this album. Like, we were so excited. And then it was just a completely different like shift in the sound. I mean, it's still a little bit kind of like Charm Bracelet, I guess, in a way, but the next level.
That one is kind of Charm Bracelet. But is that the whisperiest song on the album? I feel like we're on an Emancipation tangent here, but I just literally forgot about One and Only. Like for the last couple of years, I definitely have not listened to One and Only in a long time.
I love that song. It probably is the song that set it all off. Obviously, besides the singles when the singles came out, but like not the Mariah thing, but for the album, you know, it was from start of the era. Like I was just like, I can't wait. I was already excited. And then we were waiting months before It's Like That came out over here. It came out in April, like I think 2 weeks or something before. I might be wrong. It might've been March when it came out. And then the album came. So it felt like a bit of a wait, but I just have a spot for One and Only. I just love it. So I love the fact that there's so many variations, but it still does have the bit like, you got my body lit up like the moon. It's got that bit in it.
Wasn't that on Mariah's album?
It wasn't on the original 14 track, The Emancipation of Mimi. It was on the platinum.
But it was on the deluxe, right?
Yeah.
And that's the one song that didn't make it on the vinyls.
Right.
With the extra magic stuff. And yeah. I'm like, girl, I would rather have that than Sprung.
Oh, definitely. Honest. Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, I would even take Making It Last All Night over Sprung. I like Sprung for what it is, but it just is... It's nice as a B-side. If that had been a B-side, I'd have been like, okay, B-side. But for an album track, especially over some of the other
I thought songs, it was a B-side.
It might have been on like some of the DJ vinyls. I don't know, but like for a single. And it might have been on a We Belong Together, I might be wrong here, on a We Belong Together single. But it was on a special edition of the original 14-track The Emancipation of Mimi. So you got your 14 track. Then there was a special edition which had that as track 15. And then there was later
and
on.
And then there was the platinum.
Yeah, with
extra.
All of the other stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Including Sprung. So I feel like Sprung.
I definitely like So Lonely better than Sprung for sure.
And I feel like I enjoy Secret Love more than Sprung as well.
Me too. I was going to say that, but I would even take So Lonely over Secret Love too, though.
Yeah, actually, yeah, because Secret Love is nice. It's cute. It's a bit shouty, but it's a cute moment. Like, it's a B-side. It was a B-side over here. So the next one is Rick Ross, Can't Say No, featuring Mariah Carey, from his 2016 album Black Market.
I feel like I've heard this one. Didn't Nick Cannon sample this or something?
Oh, I hope not.
We'll run the tape. Run the tape. Black Market, Mariah Carey, Renzel, trending topic.
So it pretty much is just Can't Let Go, but re-sung.
Interpolated and sampled.
And so it's got the music thing. Obviously, it doesn't sound exactly the same, but they've clearly used it. She's re-sung these vocals to fit with the hip hop record, as well as like her vocals to date in 2016. So it's a nice song. I like it. Again, I would have liked a brand new like riffing moment somewhere.
But does she give us a do? Even realize.
No.
Oh, girl. Missed opportunity, girl.
Yeah.
What? I've always loved Can't Let Go, but I've always like forgotten about it because that's on the Emotions album. And y'all know, like, the only thing I really take away from that is like Make It Happen and then Till the End of Time. But whenever I heard her on video singing Can't Let Go from like Butterfly Returns or anything, I know I've sang it on this podcast before, but the, you know, that part, like the, I try and try to deny that I need you, but do. Like, I love that part of that song.
Yeah.
And I just feel like they could have put that in there, too. If they're really going to sample the song, they can give us a bridge moment. Come on.
Yeah, she could have really delivered on something on that. It didn't even have to be, like, really copying the vocals back from back then. She could have done it layered. She could have done it. She even could have gone into the, oh, mama, and into the high note. It could have been good anyway. There is a little bit in the last chorus where she's like, and every night I see, and she just switches it up a little bit, and it's not too much, but it's there. And I mean, the song's nice. I like her voice with Rick Ross. I think it's a really nice blend. And a lot of these hip hop records, I do feel that when all of them, even like the Ja Rule and Ashanti thing, and whenever they get like a female with that kind of like whisperiness to their voice, it really levitates the track with the female and male dynamic vocals. And I love that contrast. Mariah does something else, obviously, because she has the ability to do all of her own background vocals. So I feel like with her love for hip hop, along with her talents, as well as like the way she actually does genuinely collaborate with these hip hop artists, it sounds so much more genuine and authentic and rich. Okay, so we can move on to the next one.
Okay.
The next one's a bit of a strange one. It's Sam Moore, It's Only Make Believe.
I haven't heard of this one.
It's not, I mean, she has a featured credit.
What year is it?
It's 2006.
Okay.
So
okay,
it's an old track, and she's literally just doing the bare minimum. There's no writing credit. She's just on the chorus and a little bit here and there in the verses with...
Okay, wait. And give me the name and who it's by again.
Sam Moore. And the song is called It's Only Make Believe.
Okay, run the track. Let me hear it.
Believe.
she just threw some whistles on the...
That's it. That's it. And a bit of a... That's it.
She threw some whistles on there and that's it.
Yeah. There's a bit at the end where it's like...
But she gets a feature. She gets a whole feature.
There's a feature on there, yeah.
That's cute. Aww. Yeah. That's kind of funny, actually. I like that.
I like the fact she's there. And I like the song. I mean, it's a little bit weddingy, but like...
It's giving me my prayer.
Definitely my prayer. And I kind of like she's there. I just wish that they'd have used her a bit more because it's Sam Moore featuring Vince Gill and Mariah Carey. And Mariah Carey just does the... and then the whistle notes. Yeah, during the chorus. It's like so extra, but without giving too much. And then at the end, she just really goes on and on and on and on with it. And she doesn't even stop. And it's just like, and then it's like, and it finishes. And it's nice, nice.
That one is cute because I've never heard of that before ever. So I think that's so cute. Okay, what's the name of it? It's Sam Morris.
Sam Moore, M-O-O-R-E.
And what's it called again?
It's Only Make Believe.
It's Only Make Believe. She said, That's so funny. Oh my gosh. I love you, Mariah.
I do wonder what the idea was to get her in. Like, what's she going to do? Is she going to sing along with these two guys? Or is she just going to come in and be like, do her own thing? And she's like, I'm going to do what these, no, that no one can do. And she does the high note. It's just... It's giving a lot without giving anything at all, really.
I kind of love it. I think I love it. It's like that's a gag for me because I never have heard of that ever. That is so funny. I'm shook right now. I've never heard of that before. Like some of these songs, like I've heard of, and some of these songs, like, yeah, I've heard a couple times. Yeah, whatever. But this one, like, I literally have never heard of it at all. So, yeah,
there's some obscure moments in this list, I tell you. Well, we can move on to the next.
Okay. What's the next one? Because that one was a gag. What's the next one?
The next
this is
one.
Like a game. I love it. I love it.
The next one is N-O-R-E.
I've heard of this, I think.
Yeah. And
is that Japanese?
No, he's American.
Is he a rapper?
Yeah, it's like the initials, N-O-R-E.
We've talked about this before.
I think we've talked about this before. So basically, he has this song called Friends, with a Z at the end. And it's featuring Big Pun and Mariah Carey. And it was done in like 2005, around that time.
I swear we've talked about this before or something. Like the name, you're giving me flashbacks, deja vu with this.
Well, I'll get into a little bit of trivia with this after I've played the sample. They keep telling me, yeah, I'm top seated too, hop inside my vehicle, beach house in Malibu, and you know what we are, you cause.
This one is giving me Pepsi ringtone.
Yes, right? I wrote down like Pepsi ringtone moment. This is...
Yeah, that one is giving me a Pepsi ringtone. But you know what? I really want to go there when we go to Vegas. I want to, because it's the celebration of Mimi. Yeah. I want to go and make a sign and be like, will you please sing Time of Your Life real quick? Like... You know, yeah. Wouldn't that be a gag?
A little bit. She'd do it as like a snippet, though, like she did with Slip It Away.
Yes, it's only 1 minute long. Like, she can give us a cute little Time of Your Life moment. Like, that would be really, really cute for the celebration of Mimi. So, but yeah, that last one was giving me, what is that? Which ringtone is it? It's like,
I can't remember.
It's
now.
The one that sounds like buttons. And it's like, I literally just was listening to the Pepsi ringtones the other day, but
I know which one you mean.
it's like, you're a liar. It's not yes, that. Yes,
lies. I don't. Lie. Yeah, I
is think it that is one? That.
Yes. Yeah,
but there's
like
another
that.
One too. And it's like, whisper something good, good to me. Yeah.
Whisper something good to me. Yeah.
It was giving me like a couple of Pepsi ringtones put together. This one was. Yeah.
Well, apparently, I read a quote on lastfm.com by NORE saying that he featured on a remix for Your Girl for the Emancipation of Mimi, which wasn't used for the album, but we got it for MC30 several years later.
Oh, yeah. That's where we probably talked about this maybe forever ago.
And her featuring on this track was a returning of the favor. However, he used it for a mixtape called One Fan a Day, which didn't even get released, which I think he should have saved it for a proper full-on album. So it's a bit of a shame. A nice little bit of story there that she is willing to return the favor after he did a vocal on her track that she didn't even use. But maybe it was the year before then. Maybe it was like 2004 this happened, but it has the year of 2005 online. She does do a little bit more than the chorus. So in the bridge section, she's got a bit where she's like,
and this was in 2006, right? So it was before Touch My Body.
So yeah, like you said.
So it's like a cute little call out before it happened.
Yeah, it's very strange, very strange. I wonder if she held on to that idea and thought, I'm going to do that for the following record. I don't know.
Oh, I like that one a lot. Even though, I mean, and you know that we were saying like some of those Pepsi ringtones could have been like real songs. Like yeah. This is giving me like the manifestation of like that moment. I don't know. Like in my head, that's like what I believe, like think, you know.
And we also have a Pepsi ringtone episode as well, guys. So if you want to go listen to that, go check that out.
It's fun. I love that one.
Yeah, it's a cute moment. So much plugging in this episode.
Oh, well, I mean, we've got some cute episodes, I think, so.
Okay, so the next one is it's a bit similar in style to this, and it's by DMZA, Damien Young, who's worked on Crybaby, Pure Imagination.
Pure Imagination remix. He did some stuff for Glitter, right?
I think Last Night a DJ Saved My Life. He might have done a couple more, but I know it's all over Last Night a DJ Saved My Life. It's like, DMZA.
And he's like talking a lot on Instagram lately. Oh, he's been talking about the collaborations with like everybody and just been like really active on Instagram. He was talking a lot about Mariah, saying that, you know, all this stuff about her during the Glitter era that happened, maybe allegedly, possibly, but wait. Play the DMZA song.
So it's okay. DMZA, A Nocturnal, featuring Mariah Carey, My Life. Yes.
Bacardi over here, cognac over there. Wait, so what year was this one again?
This was 2005. This was again for a mixtape called The Baby Re, but it was also speculated to be part of a mixtape called Guilty by Association for 2005, but it I don't think it got released.
Oh, wait, this never was released?
No, I don't think so. I might be wrong. Some are a bit like, I'm not sure about this one. It's nice enough. I don't really feel like her vocal talents are being utilized in the best way. Like, everything is going on. Like, there's whispery bits of My Life, and there's lots of layering, but it sounds like it's a little sketchy. Because it's 2005, it's a little bit late in the timeline, but it's giving me All My Life remix vibes. There's so much here that we're like, she could have done like a hip hop version of All My Life as a remix for Glitter with DMZA.
To me, it sounded like Lullaby a little bit.
Oh yeah, with the vocals, I get you.
And the beat, the melody of it was like, yeah, it kind of gave me Lullaby. Yeah, Lullaby from Charm Bracelet.
Yeah, it's almost, because it's 2005, it is still giving me Desert Storm remix of Don't Forget About Us. That late night playing in the dark.
I think I have to hear that one again. I don't remember that one either.
It's like a We Belong Together remix, but for Don't Forget About Us.
And I think I like that remix better than the We Belong Together remix, though.
Oh, really?
I think I do, from what I remember.
The one where she's like, when it's for real, it's forever.
Yes. I like that remix. I need to listen to that again. I haven't listened to that one in a while, too. You know what? I haven't listened to Emancipation in a while. It's been a while since I've really...
Yeah.
Like, we've been so listening to music box stuff and, like, older stuff.
Honey,
like,
and yeah.
Honey, and obviously Butterfly Always. Like, I really haven't listened to Emancipation in a while. I haven't listened to Charm Bracelet in a while. I haven't listened to Memoirs in a while. Like, last time I listened to Memoirs was when I was with Derek and we were going to the museum. And that was, like, I think in the summertime last year. Yeah, I need to listen to those. I need to listen to that era again.
I've been listening to Caution, Charm Bracelet, respectfully. Like, one, I go to the gym or on my way to work or on my way home from work, and I put it on, one album on, and then I'll put the other album on the next day or whatever, or I'll alternate them. But today, for the first time in a long time, I listened to Memoirs.
Today.
I've not listened to it for probably since last summer.
That's what I'm saying. So why did you feel like today you put it on?
I don't know. I thought I'm going to listen to Memoirs. I was at the gym as well, of all places, and I just listened to Memoirs at the gym. I fell in love with it a little bit again. You know, like, when you put a Mariah record down, and it's the same with all of these in a way for me. Like, when you put them down and you listen to, I don't know, another record of hers, or you probably go to something else, like a new artist or a new album, like you with Taylor Swift, me with Sugar Babes last year, you know, and then you come back to Mariah a little bit more, and it might not be because there's an anniversary, but you just pick an album, any album, and you just think, oh my God, I forgot what bangers these songs are, because you haven't listened.
You know what? I've been listening to E equals MC squared so much, bitch.
I was, like, at the beginning of the year, actually. Okay, the next song is an actual song.
You're not your typical Pisces.
Not yet.
Girl, I cannot wait to get there. I'm like, that's what this whole episode is coming to, right? Like, because that's the best song on this list. But anyway, let's go.
Yeah. So the next song is Babyface, Every Time I Close My Eyes.
This is
1996 album, The Day.
This is a good one, too.
Yeah, this is a good one. Mariah doesn't have a writing credit on this song, from what I've seen. I don't know if you look in the album inlay booklet. Maybe she does. I don't know. But I couldn't find anything. And I thought it's a bit strange, really. But she's not really doing...
She's only on the background vocals, right?
Yeah. And it's a bit of call and response, a little bit of harmonization going on. It's not anything too different to what the song is saying for her to write her own lyrics. It doesn't really say that it's featuring her either. I mean, I think she's there in the background vocals with the details, with the credits, but the song as a title and the artist doesn't say featuring Mariah Carey.
Well, because if you're just on the backgrounds, I think that makes sense.
I mean, but she's still all over
this. Kelly Price was on the backgrounds, and on a lot of Mariah's songs, she's not featured, you know?
But that was before she was, like, huge.
Yeah, that's fair. She was featured on the remix later on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that had to be done, because it's Kelly Price now. It's not not Kelly Price, it's Kelly Price, you know. So,
yeah.
But this was Mariah Carey still singing on this song, and she's all over this song, but still no feature. But that's okay.
But that's giving me, what's that Demi Lovato song, Met Him Last Night? And wait, does Ariana have a feature on that? But I know she didn't want to be featured on that, but she's like just on the background vocals. Have you ever heard that song?
No.
Demi Lovato's talking about, I seen the devil, I met him last night. And Ariana is on the background vocals. And it is actually a cute song. It's actually a cute song. But Ariana's only on the backgrounds. But it fits. And it's like, okay, this is giving me like a Mariah feature, because we know that Ariana could sing this whole entire song by herself.
Yeah.
But it sounds good with the two voices.
I don't know any Demi Lovato songs, to be honest.
You should listen to that song, because that's like one of the only ones that I really like that much. And it's just cute. And actually, I think Ariana, it was Ariana's song first, and she gave it to Demi or something. I don't know. There's a lot of songs like that.
Yeah, like Brandy has a few. I feel like every time I close my eyes, even though it's probably giving like Toni Braxton babyface kind of vibes, which those two were like huge together, I feel like it could have been a duet, because it kind of is already anyway, almost, not quite, but I feel like it could have been a duet. It would have been beautiful. Okay, we can move on to the next one. The next one is good one.
Okay, what's the next one?
The next song is Bone Thugs and Harmony, featuring Mariah Carey, Bow Wow, and JD, Little Love.
Okay, run the track, because I feel like I know the melody of it, but I can't remember it. And I know I can see the music video in my head. Y'all know what this is. Can I get a little bit of L.O.V.? MC. Spend a little bit of Don't Want Me. Bone Thugs. Can I get a little bit of FDIC? Homeboy Bow Wow. MC, what's your perspective? Monday. Where's the braids?
She doesn't have braids in this one.
Really?
No.
Where's the video with the braids?
That's Thank God I Found You remix.
No.
Yes.
There's a video of her on a door, on a porch with a guy with some braids.
Oh, that's My Love.
See, there's so many loves. Did we already do that one?
No.
Okay. So this one, I've never heard of this one either then.
You've heard this one.
There's so many. That video was cute too.
Yeah, it's a good video. She just
She was giving us Don't Forget About Us lying down like that.
She did.
And We Belong Together.
And that's pretty much it.
That's her part.
That's her part. Apart from the end.
No, that's it. I really was like, okay, that's giving me Pepsi ringtone also, but yeah.
But do you not feel like, with how long her verse is, that could have been cut into two verses, and then the pre-chorus could have been, took it back once, took it back twice, took it back three, four, five times, and then you've got
that could have been her own song.
Exactly! And then you just shoehorn the rappers in where they need to be. Perfect!
Yeah, girl, that could have been her own song. Yeah. For sure, because that was giving me, whoa, why isn't this on the album?
Exactly. I mean, it was kind of after, this was like 2007.
So but it was giving me E Equals vibes, kind of, but also Emancipation.
Yeah, it's that transition bit, and it's right in the middle, really, because, well, E Equals MC Squared was supposed to originally be released in December 2007, but then I don't know what happened, but then it got released in 2008, because she was on the Ellen Show in, like, December, and she went on, and she was like, oh, my album's supposed to come out this week, actually, and it didn't, so it came out the next year.
Wait, but did Touch My Body come out in 2007?
No, Touch My Body came out in 2008, which is why it's probably a bit weird. Maybe they didn't have enough tracks like they didn't with the Emancipation.
I'm tripping today, you guys. Like, I've been listening to E Equals so much, and why did I think it was coming out? It came out in 2007.
That was the next.
And I literally remember watching it on Good Morning America. Stop singing my part now, baby.
Yeah, I think that would have been perfect if they'd have, because they could have had all the rappers still on it. it still would have been the same amount of like time, maybe a little bit longer with that extra took you back once, took you back twice, took you back three, four, five times.
That was a good part.
Yeah, I love that bit. Or even that could have been the second verse. Who knows? But like they could have chopped and made it.
That could have been right after the first chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I'd ever heard this one.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
That's a great song. That's really great.
It's really long with all the rapping because she's right at the beginning and then there's all this rapping and then she comes in again at the end. And it's just, oh, Mariah's on it. So I do feel like if they'd have done it properly as a song, more like Breakdown without recreating Breakdown, because there's so many people on this song, it still would have served and it still would have given a, it could have actually been a number one, I feel.
Why wasn't this on like a deluxe Emancipation? It was like way after that.
Well, 2007, I think she was already done. Well, it came out in 2007. I don't know when it was recorded or filmed or anything like that or written, but I'm guessing it was probably around the time of Emancipation, but it wasn't completed yet. And it coincided with the Bone Thugs and Harmony album.
Was it big?
I mean, I first heard it over here on the radio in the UK, believe it or not. You know, 19 number ones, getting only three over in the UK. I heard this on the radio and then I thought, oh my God, she's got a new song out. So I was Googling this and then obviously trying to download it wherever I could, at whatever quality I could get it. I kind of felt at the time, I thought, I'm glad we're getting something new from Mariah, but I would have liked it like more of Mariah. And it was a bit of the shame, but it didn't get put on the album. But then I thought, oh, could it be on the next one? But then the next one felt so late in 2008, and it felt like a completely separate era because it does give E equals MC squared. But I feel like when you compare this with the two albums, it sits more with the Emancipation of Mimi.
It does kind of, yeah. Because it gives me more Pepsi ringtone than E equals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not even using Pepsi ringtone as shade because the Pepsi ringtones were literally, we said on those, on that episode.
Yeah.
Some of those felt like that could be a real fucking song. You know? Yeah.
And they could have been really good songs as well, I feel like. Proper like Mariah Carey, but fresh Mariah Carey, but could have been classic songs.
And these featured parts and little pieces, they give me like extended moments of that.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just like, why couldn't they just all got their heads together and finish off this? I mean, the Pepsi check probably rang louder than anything else, but like, but you know, like a little bit of time, record company scheduling, you know, like, can we get it to make it work? So I don't know. She probably got a percentage of all the like Pepsi sales from that. So who knows? I think that's it, really. It's got a nice balance. But I wanted more of a consistent Mariah song with this.
Yeah, this one was good enough to be where it could be on her own thing. But yeah, but it's cute. It's cute for what it is, though. And it's cute that she got back with her people that she's worked with before. You know, she's worked with Bone Thugs before.
JD,
yeah. I think that's cute.
And she hadn't worked with Lil Bow Wow since...
The Christmas
Is You remix. Yeah. Yes, that's a little bit of a moment. He was a little bit older at this point, so a bit more of a man. So
a bit, it's like a family reunion.
Yeah, really nice.
I like it.
Okay. The next one.
Hello.
Not yet. We're getting there. But this one, I don't know how I feel about this one. There's not too much going on with it.
Okay, what year was it?
2003.
Oh, okay.
But she has her own verse in this.
Okay.
And it's DMZA again.
Okay, DMZA.
With his song, MZA, featuring Mariah Carey from the mixtape Grand Theft Audio Mixtape.
Wait, didn't we already do, what was the last DMZA one called again?
I think it was called My Life. Yeah, Life. So this is another song from a different mixtape. But this one apparently got released. Just better get it right. You better get it right.
Just be playing, but they no come close. Yeah, I spit it, crack it, in case you don't know.
What's my motherfucking name? Lizzo. Yeah, and who you rolling with, huh? Lizzo. Yeah. Little bitches better get it right. You better get it right. Lizzo.
What's my motherfucking name? She said, I'm going to rap sing on this song, honey.
Yes, it's...
But I don't like the Demiza. And I feel like, why is he making her say Demiza?
I don't know. Because the song's called Mizza. She's saying, Mizza. I can't do it in the same tone, but she's...
Well, that's cuter then. I thought she was saying Demiza. But, I mean, I like her verse on it, but I don't like the Mizza.
Yeah, it's too repetitive, I feel. I just sent you what she's saying. It was a coffee and cream gelato.
Oh, no.
Serve a speaking kebab gelato.
The paparazzi can catch the yacht, so I'll be taking the Boeing to match the cup. Staying on the low like Greta Garbo and catch a contract where the purple trees blow. Or catch a contact where the purple trees. I slip on diamonds like Marilyn Monroe. Is Betty Crocker in the case? Don't you know? Oh my God. Girl. But that's giving me life. Yes, bitch. She's like that. Oh my God. No, that is so cute. Oh my goodness.
So yeah, very extra, but still not giving too much. I mean, there's a lot in those lyrics, but not vocally. Like you said, she's rap singing almost. It's almost like a bit like Prisoner. But
yeah, but it's giving way smoother than that.
Oh
though.
Yeah, way smoother. It is.
Yeah.
Because there's a deeper vocal and a like higher vocal, it seems. I don't know, she might just be singing, but it just seems like there's two vocals going on.
That was iconic. I love that. Come on, baby. Yes, Mariah, that was everything. I love that.
A lot of attitude with that. And that's really the most we get, because it just is Mizza. And then
Mizza. Okay, but now I'm kind of getting brainwashed, because now I think I might kind of like that though.
I like all of these. I do like all of these. Some are better than others, but I do like all of these.
Her verse is iconic.
It's ego pushing without giving too much. There's a lot of status in there, but it's it's kind of like, I do what I want, but here goes, you know.
It's
like,
so funny. I love it. It's so cute. I love it.
And I think, I didn't really see anything confirming, but I'm guessing because she's singing a lot more than just a chorus and a hook line or a repeated line or word, there's a lot more. I feel like she might have written that herself or co-written that herself. There's a lot.
That's totally she wrote that.
There's attitude in there.
The Greta Garbo. Oh my God.
Marilyn Monroe. These are proper Mariah.
Girl, this is totally she wrote that. I'm 120% mulatto. Yes, that's totally she wrote that. So my speaker can bump a lot though. The paparazzi can get
the yatzo.
She said, period, Mariah.
I feel like this is probably the shadiest, the shadiest thing.
It's so fun. Oh my God, I'm obsessed. Yeah.
This got a release, like I said earlier, on the mixtape Grand Theft Audio Mixtape from Demiza in 2003. But this has given me more emancipation than it is Charm Bracelet.
I don't know what this is giving me.
Attitude.
I don't know what it's giving me.
Okay, well, I think we've said all we can about this. I mean, it's a good one. I would still like a bit more from Mariah, but I think we've got
to go. Girl, I'll take that whole song of Mariah doing that. That was so fun. I loved it. That was everything.
So the next one. Now, this didn't actually get released. Apparently, it's an unreleased track. There's no album that came to my attention, or mixtape or EP or any kind of the equivalent. So if anybody knows anything that's listened to this episode, please let us know, because in the comments or feedback on our podcast, because I feel a little bit saddened that it's just floating in limbo. And the song is Buckwheat, I Like It, featuring Mariah Carey. I said your dudes are fish, now shorty sing along when they're called a tissue. Oh.
Yeah. Oh wait, I've heard this song before.
I've heard it so many times.
But it's only the only good part is the first 10 seconds. Like,
oh well, yeah.
And I like it. See, like, it sounds good when they do it the first time, but like they need to change it, because when they keep on doing the and I like it, it doesn't fit the beat anymore, I don't think.
There's a lot going on with how the music builds, and yet we know Mariah builds her vocals with each chorus as the song goes through. That might be with harmonies, it might be with ad-libs, it might be with belting, you know, she'd change it up. And yet with most of these songs, it kind of stays the same, apart from the one we just listened to. And then the chorus pretty much doesn't go anywhere, so it is like a rap hook. And I do feel that when the music changes, she needs to levitate with either a layer or some ad-libs. Without taking it to a Mariah Carey track, of course. Obviously, she's got to keep it honorable to the original artist. So I get what you're saying. You kind of do expect it to change, and it doesn't change. So it's kind of like, I don't know, maybe that's why some of these songs have fell flat, because they don't have all the Mariah magic.
I think they should have cut her part or changed it once the rap part starts, because once they continue that intro part as the chorus of it, I don't think it works anymore. I think it is amazing as the beginning, but I think that she should have had a different hook for the hook of it.
Yeah. So have that as the intro, and then there's a separate thing for the hook. Yeah. I do like it. I could listen to it if it came on.
Because... And I like it.
But yeah, I'm not reaching for it, so to speak.
Yeah, that one's not my favorite, but I do like it.
Well, we can move on to the next. So the next track is French Montana Unforgettable Remix featuring Swae Lee and Mariah Carey.
Oh, we have to talk about this one.
Okay.
Play the track.
Well, there's two tracks.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's two versions.
Well, play the one with Mariah.
They both have Mariah.
Oh. This is one of those rare, amazing things that came out of the Nightmare era.
I like that particular version, which is the main remix featuring Mariah Carey. There's two versions. But I feel like everybody was jumping on a remix of this song, because the original, I don't even know what the original sounds like now, because it was so huge. And then there was this person. There were so many remixes. And then all of a sudden, Mariah Carey jumps on it. And I thought, okay. And it kept me hopeful. Okay, delusional land moment at the time. It kept me hopeful because I thought, new music, we have to get new music. And then I thought, okay, I like it. I would have liked a lot more from Mariah, proper collaboration.
I like it though. This is one of those that I'm like, if we were ranking them, this would probably be in a top five, I think. This is a good one.
It's a good one.
I feel like it showcases her voice pretty well, and it's catchy enough, like she's giving us what we need from her on it, but also like the other parts are still like engaging enough for me to like pay attention to the whole song.
Yeah.
But wait, but you're saying there's so many remixes. Like how many people were jumping on it before her?
So there's French Montana featuring Swae Lee, Unforgettable, Zico remix. French Montana featuring Swae Lee, Unforgettable, Joe Maz remix. French Montana featuring Swae Lee, Unforgettable, Xavier or Javier White remix. French Montana featuring Swae Lee, Unforgettable, Eccentric remix. French Montana featuring Swae Lee, Unforgettable, Dean E.G. House remix. There's like 10 French remixes. That's not including Mariah.
Oh my gosh. Did it go to number one before?
I feel like
did it go to number one?
I think it went to number one, which is why it was so huge and why there's so many remixes. Actually, didn't really do that well. Like, it didn't go to the US R&B Hip Hop Billboard. It went to number one.
Oh, okay.
It went to number two in the UK, number one on the Australia Urban Chart. Remixes and cover versions. Okay, so there's 10 French remixes.
That's crazy.
With an additional Spanish version performed by Colombian singer J Balvin. I don't know if that's part of a collaboration or if he just covered it. There's a remix featuring Slim, Jinx Me. I don't know who that is. And then there's also, on top of all of that, the remix with Mariah Carey and also an acoustic version featuring Mariah Carey.
Oh.
So I didn't even count, but I guess that's like, what, 15 maybe around remixes of the song. So it's not like they went in and like collaborated so much with like this person, but there's a lot of
people. But if you look on Mariah's like Apple and Spotify, this is like one of her most streamed songs.
Oh, really?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
I thought
it kind of got lost now, like in the catalog of Mariah Carey, but.
Oh, I thought on Apple anyway, it was like really high up there.
When it came out, I was excited and I thought maybe this is going to get her another number one in the US, but it didn't happen because I feel like the track had probably done all it could. But I'll play you it's on her YouTube. Have you heard the other version?
No, I don't think so. I just looked it up and the original music video has like a billion views on YouTube. And then their collaboration only has like a million views.
Yeah, so it wasn't really a huge one with Mariah. I remember that, but I think because of the impact of the original song, it was everywhere. That's
yeah.
And I feel like when we found out she was going to be doing a version, like I felt hopeful that there was going to be a huge Mariah Carey moment, and I thought this is going to help her, but unfortunately not. But then we got Caution.
Yes, come on, Caution.
Yeah, the acoustic version doesn't really have a beat, to be honest, but it's got a nice,
I like it too.
It's nice. It's got that like chill Ibiza kind of sound.
Yeah, I like it. I like both of them. Yeah, they'd both be in my, or not both, but Unforgettable as a whole would definitely be in my top five, I think.
Okay, well, we can move on to the next. And that's Busta Rhymes featuring Mariah Carey and the Flip Mode Squad, I Know What You Want.
Baby, I'm looking at me. I'm looking at you. I know what you want. And cry with you.
Let's go.
I will climb a mountain high. Uh-huh. Down in love, up touch the sky. Uh-huh. So baby, come and get more close to me.
Mariah.
This is where your love is supposed to be.
Tell her.
Baby, give it to me. I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know I got you. Baby, give it to me. I'll give it to you. As long as you want. You know I got it. Flip mode record. this is their song and she's a feature, right?
This is their song, she's the feature, but she kind of took over the whole thing and it became like a huge like thing for Mariah, really.
It went to number three, didn't it?
I think it went to number three. I think it went to the same kind of chart position here, three or four, like, which was quite high for Mariah at that time, especially here.
That's
like,
pretty high.
A lot of her songs in the UK and the US weren't really charting at this point. I mean, I think Through the Rain in the UK had got like just outside top 10. It didn't do too badly.
I mean, if you want to think about like what song is an iconic feature of her, this is probably like that song, right? Like this is probably like the, yeah, like the biggest one out of all of them. Like, and that's funny that we're like, should we even include it? Because it's almost like, yeah, it is like her song at this point, right? Because she performs it at her concerts sometimes, even by herself, doesn't she?
She does bits here and there. She even did it at the Christmas shows in 2023. I think it was the 17th of December. She dragged Busta Rhymes out.
Yeah, in New York, which is awesome. That's so cute. That's amazing that they did that. That's a big, big song for her.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, throughout this whole selection, if we're going to look at the hip-hop artists especially, Busta Rhymes alongside Jay-Z is probably, they're probably the biggest ones. I mean, when Jay-Z did his song with Mariah on his album, excluding Heartbreaker, Jay-Z probably wasn't that big. But when we get to I Know What You Want, Busta Rhymes was quite big as a hip-hop act. But Mariah providing these vocals, even at this point, she'd still done a bit here and there for some hip-hop records. At least like a handful of what we've already discussed this far, this one is the most iconic because it kind of gives Mariah without it being too far removed from Mariah. It sounds like it could be a Mariah song, but it also is very much like a hip hop track with Mariah guest featuring. So it covers all angles.
Boo, 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 boo. Boo, 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 boo. I love it.
I mean, there kind of are two versions. There's not really. I mean, there's one version where that doesn't include the high note, and there's one that does.
Well, and then the second song, I think it's on this list as well. That's literally giving another version as well.
Yeah. So I remember off the back of Charm Bracelet, this kind of gave hope to especially UK lambs. I'm sure it did with US lambs, thinking like, okay, we're getting something. And then obviously with what was about to come, it became a track on the deluxe version or whatever, special edition, tour version, whatever it's called, of the Charm Bracelet album, and it was on there as well. And then a couple of years later, we get The Emancipation of Mimi. So following on, like you just mentioned, following on from I Know What You Want, there's not really too much to say because I feel like everybody knows this about I Know What You Want. So in 2017, it was leaked online, I can't remember where, that Mariah was recording a video with Busta Rhymes for a song, Where I Belong.
You know I'm trying, but... Why are you trying to fight, baby? You see this candle here for us, and I'm lighting it, baby. Come on with me, look here. Don't keep me waiting for too longer. Come through, taking off a skinny longer. Too long, I've been messing with the wrong girl. Should've known that you was right where I belong, girl.
I won't keep you waiting for too long. Come through and take it off and get it off, boy. Too long, I was messing with the wrong boy. Should've known you was right where I belong, boy. Ooh, 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 ooh.
But we didn't get it until like 2020, didn't we?
2020 or 2021. I can't even remember now. It was
it was like on his vinyl or something.
Yeah, it was on his album. He released an album or something and it was on there. And I remember we went live and she put it out while we were live. Because she did this back in the day when we were live at 3 o'clock UK time, 10 a.m. EST time. We'd be like halfway through or so, a portion of the way like through, and then something would come out from Mariah on Twitter or Instagram. And on this one particular day, I don't even know what we were talking about on this. And then she dropped, or he dropped, Busta Rhymes dropped this sequel to I Know What You Want, which was called Where I Belong. I want to take a step back from Mariah just for a second. I like Busta Rhymes' storytelling. I like his music videos. I like his vision. I like the way he is as an artist and his craftsmanship. Obviously, his delivery is different to Mariah because he's a man and he doesn't sing like that. And he's a rapper as well. But I love that element. His voice when he's telling these songs is so poetic. Yeah.
And his flow is crazy.
It's so smooth.
I love his flow. Yeah. He can go so fast, but he can also, like, he can change it up. Like, I really love, yeah, Busta Rhymes is good. Yeah.
He has.
And I, even for the Nightmare era, like, this one isn't that bad either.
I would have loved at least another, I will climb a mountain high.
Yeah, or like maybe
a new
interpolate that, but do a different lyrics there.
Yeah, completely different, but similar. Yeah, yeah. Like, because when she comes in with that on the original, like, it's just like, oh, we get the Mariah vocal.
Maybe just like, baby, it's just you and I, something like
something,
that.
Like, yeah,
you know,
she looked great in the video, but from Mariah, I needed more. I needed more drama. I needed bigger hair.
More hair.
Yes.
Yes. But I loved the lip, though. I did live for the lip. And I think there was a jacket.
She had a jacket on in like one quick scene.
There was like a turnaround with the jacket moment.
It was his jacket.
But it was cute. I liked it. And the lip color. I remember the lip and the foundation being
the dress.
Yeah, and the dress. If there was a longer jacket moment with bigger hair, like current hair. Yeah, I think that's everything. Yeah.
But I would have taken, like, you know, the Boy I Need You when she's in the recording studio and it's just all like, I don't even know. I can't even remember now off the top of my head. But I would have taken like lots of flowing fabric of her singing and then just costume change of her in that dirty warehouse with him, towards the end, singing along. And she's mainly just whispering, which is nice, which is what she did in I Know What You Want. And even when Busta gets like really fast with his up, blah, 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 she's like whispering along to some of the lyrics. I didn't really feel I needed that. I felt like if you're going to like be more involved, like give us your own verse. I just feel like she could have played up Mariah more, like we did with I Know What You Want. Like that was her outfit, the way she looked in that video, the chemistry on screen as well together. Like you really feel that they're friends in the I Know What You Want video, and you do hear, but I just wish she'd have turned up a little bit for him.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, there could have been a little bit more. I feel like it was cute for what it was, and then when it came out, also, like, there was so much coming out. Like, well, it was the beginning before MC30 or no. It was during,
like we probably got the majority of MC30, I think, at this point. It was way after the book.
No,
it, yeah. I think it was 2021 when it came out.
No.
I'm going to Google it real quick. I'm sure it was.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Sorry, I'm in you. I know you.
Oh, it does say 2020.
Yeah. I think this was like at the start of MC30 was the music video. Like pandemic happens, music video. And then she's talking about there's got to be.
I know it was later on. It was like September, October. So it was just after the book. So I was kind of right.
And she's talking about, I can make it through the rain.
Yeah, so it was after all of that. That makes sense to me. But it wasn't quite 2021. But we were definitely live when this came out.
I think you're right.
So 2020, but late 2020, like September, October.
We were always live, honey. Oh my goodness. Yes.
We were. Okay. Well, we can move on to the next one.
Okay, what's the next one?
Jada Kiss, featuring Mariah Carey, You Make Me Wanna.
Okay, wait, play the track. Supposed to do, come on.
Kiss me, touch me, and I just wanna make love, love, love. You make me say,
Okay, I have heard that.
Yeah. So this was around the same time of I Know What You Want. So it's fresh off the back of Charm Bracelet, kind of way before the Emancipation of Mimi. And so it was really nice to like have her out there. In real time, you've got to think that Da Brat's song was available on Da Brat's album, didn't really do too much. I Know What You Want was doing something, and then there's this. So there's three of these collaborations that's separate to Charm Bracelet, but also running alongside Charm Bracelet, or riding at least off the coattails of. And I loved this. I remember hearing it, and I just loved the fact she was on a hip-hop record.
Well, I feel like the features were probably bigger than Charm Bracelet, don't you think?
Well,
not riding the coattails off of, because I remember correctly, I Know What You Want is pretty much like her like bigger comeback before We Belong Together.
Yeah, no, definitely. And so, I mean, there was a different record company, obviously, for some of these artists pushing these songs, probably because Mariah's on them, I don't know. But I thought this was absolute fire when I first heard it. And I felt that it made Lambs more confident for what the future held. Vocally, as well as like what these songs were about to deliver. This one wasn't huge in the UK, but people knew it. And I think that especially we're around the time of I Know What You Want, like it helped with some of these songs. Yeah, there's a bit at the end where she's like, you make me say, oh!
It's like, I think I remember. Yeah. That is a cute one.
That is a cute one. And it's really nice. Even though when she gives a lot and she gives a little, it still delivers. And she's still able to do that even when it's not her song.
Yeah, I think my favorite, well, I'll save my favorite for the end.
Yeah. So the next one is Infamous from the Empire Season 3 soundtrack in 2016, written by Mariah Carey, JD, James Big Jim Wright. It is a Mariah song. Long as we rollin' it, slip up now.
It's good. It's good. But it's a little problematic now.
I mean, it was a little problematic right off the back of this song. It almost happened immediately, I feel.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Oh.
Wait, what are you talking? You're not talking about New Year's Eve, are you?
No, I'm talking about the hate crime.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Glad we're on the same page.
We're always on the same page. We just don't always know we're on the same page.
Okay. But I think for what it is, though, it's a good song. I think it's good. Yeah. And this came at a time when I had fully absorbed Mariah's like standard regular catalog, besides all the remixes and everything that was still to come. Like, I felt like I had exhausted her regular studio albums, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I need something new. Like, I had found my Slipping Aways and my like the basic hidden gems, of course, but this came out and I was like blasting this like it's the best song ever, like, you know what I mean? Like,
me too though, to be fair.
Yeah, I think, and same with I Don't when it came out also.
Well, I think at the time, anybody who was following Mariah Carey from whatever day, anyone who was following her around this time, like almost religiously, will know that there was a whole load of stuff going on, but still nothing happening. And so it does stand alone as a song. I know it's on the soundtrack for the show, which is available on streaming. There's just no physical release of it. Or there might be. Please let us know if there is.
There is a CD. It's Empire Season 3 soundtrack.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a CD.
Okay. It's just one of those songs. When she released I Don't, she went on to Facebook and did this weird like Q&A in lingerie, just lying on the bed. And so somebody said, is there an album coming? And she'd said there and then there were some singles coming and that might be quite exciting. And which obviously we realized then there was I Don't, there was Infamous, there was Unforgettable, and there was The Star. I don't know what order they all came out in. I think they all came out in the same year. That none of them really have a home as such. I mean, The Star has a soundtrack and a movie, but there's not really a Mariah Carey album where they all actually belong. In a Delusional Land moment, though, this song does give a very bland, boring version of Melt Away and Bliss.
It gives, but it gives you a full-on, we're going to take it there, belting moment, and then we're going to give you a couple of whistles. Like, she's definitely, she threw us a few breadcrumbs, you know.
She did.
Yes. And I was fed for back in the day before Caution. Yes. But I was like dying for new stuff. Like, please, where's the new era?
I do like it. It's a little bit bittersweet because of what we know now from the person she's collaborating with and what happened allegedly or didn't happen allegedly. I'm still yearning, even to this day, or like, what, 8 years later, for a Mariah-only version of this, which I don't think there is one, but I just feel like it would be so much better. We're getting layers, we're getting harmonizing, we're getting some belting, but it's not to the extent of what we know and love about Mariah. And it's fine, it's a collaboration, but it's a bit of a lost opportunity now at this stage. Had it been other writers, like Almost Home, where Mariah had a writing credit, but you don't really feel Mariah in the song, I'd happily forget this. But because we know she's worked with JD and Big Jim Wright, it feels like there could have been so much more given to us with this song.
I think it still kind of holds up.
Do you think? I thought you would not like this.
I mean, I think that I have some Baby Lamb nostalgia still attached to this one.
Whereas I have Delusional Lamb nostalgia attached to it, so it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, this came out, like, this is, like, one of the first songs, like, that I remember living through, like, being a hardcore Lamb, you know? Yeah. And, like, it's, like, this song, I Don't, Little Snowman, and...
God, yes!
The Star, like, before we get Caution, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, the little crumbs, like, I remember being so happy for them when we got them that, yeah, I think I do have some nostalgia attached to them, even though they are not the best.
Yeah.
What we, even compared to Caution, like, Caution is way better. Like, pick any song on Caution and it's probably a little bit better than Infamous, you know?
Even Portrait?
Yes, girl. What are you talking about, Portrait Hater? What? It's a good song.
I just thought I'd pick it because it's probably the not the most memorable song on the album.
But I think it's still better.
I think it's just him, though. I think if it was her on her own, this song could be so much better.
No, I like it. I like it. And we get that messy catsuit, like, music video. Like, she's actually in the episode.
Oh yeah, she's like in her underwear or something when she's singing.
It's song. Like a whole entire, she used to wear those a lot in that era.
Yeah, and netting. I know there's a lot of mentioning of Overflow, like we get Melt Away and Bliss, and there's some other songs where she says overflowing. I don't know what this overflow metaphor is. I can visualize something, but I don't know if it's just me jumping to conclusions, but I imagine it's like something really dirty. Yeah, I think we bring this song up in our In the Bin episode with Treacle, so of Hey Lamb podcast. So please go check it out if you're not.
It's not my favorite. It's not my favorite.
The song or the episode?
The song.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not mine, but I'm glad it exists. It delivers us back to a familiar Mariah, even though we've not reached the destination just yet, but we're getting a bit more like she's coming back through, and it's like we're getting her back. So it's a nice little moment.
Yeah.
So we can move on to the next one, which I know you've been pining for.
Oh.
And that's Trailer Ends, Pisces.
Hello.
Glad to see you. It's been a long, long time. Things have changed with the thought of your embrace lingered on my mind. There are words to say that clear the way that leads straight to your heart.
And we're going to lump them together, both versions, from his album, Mr. Mister, from 2006.
This one is iconic. Like, I love this one. This is both of them.
Okay.
Like, I've gone back and forth listening to one, then, like, listen to the next one, you know?
I listened to both, and I didn't for a long time. I was like, I don't get the difference. And I think I was listening so hard to both. And I put them away and forgot about them for maybe a couple of days. And then I come back and I was like, it really is just the intro that's different.
No, the instrumentation is a little different.
Slightly. Like, there's, if anybody that doesn't know, although I do feel everybody does, there's two versions of this song. One is the regular album track version and the other is the Mimi mix. And so the main version really has more of a drum beat. It's kind of like, dare I say,
Mimi's mix is more dreamy underneath the stars. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's a lot more flowy and dreamlike. 4th of July underneath the stars, kind of like Take Me Away. And the main version from the album is a bit, dare I say, We Belong Together / Beautiful Ones.
If everything was whispered.
The build-up, the dum, 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 reminded me of the Beautiful Ones when I first heard, when I very first realized there was a change. And I thought, oh my God, dun, 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 dun. And in my head, I just thought Beautiful Ones. And then it gets into the orchestration. Hello. And the pianos. And I thought, okay. But then the outros of both tracks has this kind of like breakdown of like We Belong Together when it's sung live.
I don't know what I would compare this song to, like from regular Mariah's catalog. Like, this just is so, it's like it could be her song. But it's like also not her song, you know, and I don't know how to explain it, but this is like one of those songs where I've gone and listened to it just because I love it. And I don't even care that Mariah's on it or not, because, yeah, you can hear her on it, but it's more a Trey Lorenz song.
It's a Trey Lorenz song. She doesn't have a writing credit actually on this song, which is very strange, because on his debut album, Walter Afanasieff and Mariah Carey are pretty much on every other song, if not the majority. And she's there all in the backing vocals. It feels like there's some good Mariah Carey songs on Trey Lorenz's debut album that could have probably been on Emotions. Anyway, with this is like, what, 10 plus 12, 13, 14 years later? So this is very much in keeping with her at the moment. So it's very emancipation. It's very Joyride with the Mimi mix. Joyride, that was what I was talking about with the other song that says Overflow in it. Anyway.
Oh, it is giving kind of Joyride.
Yeah. So it's got some Joyride moments to it. The main, like I said, the main version is We Belong Together, the Beautiful Ones. But like, it's a beautiful collaboration. Mariah Carey isn't really supposed to be there, but she is again all over it. It doesn't say featuring Mariah Carey on either one of them, but she's very, very present.
Oh, okay. What's the last one?
So the last song, last but by no means least, is The Dream with Mariah Carey, My Love, from his album Love Versus Money from 2009.
How many my little loves are there? I'm so confused. OMG.
I mean, this one is kind of...
This is the one with the braids on the porch.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. She just gets up and climbs into his car and they drive off. I mean, it's a good standalone track. It's a bit weird because it's right in between Emancipation. No, E equals MC Squared and Memoirs. This was released in 2009.
So because they collaborated on the whole entire Memoirs album, it's giving a memoir song.
Yeah, it could have been a bonus track on Memoir.
Yeah, I remember now.
I mean, her vocals are good on this. I feel like, no, I was aware of the raspiness, but like I'm more aware of the raspiness now. But the raspiness does sound good, and she still delivers. Like, it's really good vocal on this song. I do feel that because it was released before Memoirs, she could have shoehorned it in at the end just for safe measure, like she did with Charm Bracelet and I Know What You Want. So I do feel she missed an opportunity there. I know, yeah, Memoirs is an album and it is what it is, and she had Obsessed, and that's success in its own, but like, this was such a good song, and I feel like because it's not somewhere for Mariah, it's kind of got lost in the wilderness, and it's forgotten about, and so for it, yeah, doesn't belong anywhere.
Yeah, I definitely don't remember this one. Like, a lot of these songs I've, like, heard about, and then I'm like, oh, I forgot about it, but you see them on, like, do you remember Mariah X Lamely on YouTube? It was a YouTube channel, but it's gone now. They used to open up with little clips, and they would do a lot of the random feature clips. And I would be like, what are these? What is going on? So, yeah, I remember this from that. I miss Mariah X Lamely. Their YouTube videos were good. Before they started doing, like, the clickbait.
But the clickbait was the worst thing. That's where I just thought, I'm clicking on stuff I already know. So we didn't get My Love as a single over in the UK, or at least if we did, it didn't do anything. The Dream wasn't really a huge, or if at all, anything over here. We know him as a producer, but not so much as a solo artist. So it's a little bit of a shame that this song didn't really see over here, because off the back of Touch My Body, like, Touch My Body was like a top 10 hit over here. I feel like this probably would have done some good for Mariah ahead of the Memoirs album. I might have tided her over with all the delays as well, like, you know, of the album getting released, because it was supposed to be like a summer album, and then it wasn't. It was a late summer album, and then it wasn't eventually. It wasn't until like October until it got released. So this could have like tied over the messiness. But it is giving equals MC Squared / Memoirs. More Memoirs, but I get an equals MC Squared vibe from it. So with all that, I feel like that pretty much covers. I mean, there's probably so many more. And I feel like she's probably done something during the Nightmare era where she's covered for rappers and stuff. Like, I feel like there's one song in particular I'm missing, but we've covered so many hip hop songs in this episode.
The Infinity Remix was good with Justin Bieber. Why You Mad?
But that's her song still. Like, they're featuring on her song. But I feel like there was something else, and I feel like I'm missing it. And I tried so hard to find it. And I don't know, maybe it's been completely eradicated from every kind of form of anything, that it's just not there, or at least I'm being delusional and I'm getting it confused with Where I Belong. I don't know. So if anybody does know that's listening to this episode, please reach out and let us know what that track might be, if you know.
In the Nightmare era?
Yeah.
A feature.
Yeah, she was like on a rap record. It might have even just been an intro or an interlude. I can't remember. But she'd offered some vocals to some kind of hip-hop vibe, and it literally just, it was there, and I listened to it, and I thought, okay, it's okay. It's not, neither here nor there, and it's just nowhere to be found now.
Okay, I want to know what your favorite feature, like, which one is your favorite?
I feel like out of the hip-hop collaborations, it has to be Little Love, Little L-O-V-E with Bone Thugs and
Harmony. Oh my gosh, that was the one I was going to say! Wait, that's the one where, that's the
can
one
I
where
get
she...
Get a little bit of L-O-V-E, can I get a little bit of the O-V-E?
No, go to the, where she changes it up.
Took it back once, took it back twice, took it back three, four, five,
Yes, that's the one, right?
Cross the line. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's my favorite one too. Yep.
And if not that, then My Love with the Dream. Do you have another one besides Little Love? Because I was going to ask you what your favorite was after mine.
That was what I was going to say. But I feel like the one, the cute MZA rap one was funny. I do like that one.
Yeah, the verse. That is good.
The verse was cute. The verse was cute.
Yeah.
But it wasn't as good as the other ones.
Yeah, like it's not full on Mariah. It's just, it's playful. No. Yeah.
It's playful and fun, but the actual song isn't as good as like My LOV. Yeah. And then of course, obviously I love Pisces. So
I think out of the ones that like I really wasn't familiar with and then got to hear it today, like that one that you said is probably my fave. So
this one was a fun episode.
It was a fun episode. It was good to like go down memory lane to see which ones you remembered, which ones you didn't remember. It was a good
baby,
for me.
Baby huh? lamb. Baby it, lamb and a other older lamb.
So, yeah. I didn't even know about the Jay-Z song until around the time of Emancipation of Mimi.
Oh, wow.
And that's thanks to the internet, you know? Like, I didn't... I knew Jay-Z had records and stuff. I knew about Hard Knock Life. But I didn't know too much of his deep cuts. And so around Emancipation of Mimi, when the internet was so big, that's when I sort of like heard about these other songs. And she was doing so much more at this time, of course. So it came to the light. I hope there's a lot more. I hope there's not too much more at the moment. I hope it's further in the future. Whatever project she's working on, like with her TV show, any of the others, the Butterfly Project, if these things are still in the works because we haven't heard anything for a while.
Oh, the Butterfly Lounge.
What did I say?
Just the Butterfly Project.
Oh, yeah, sorry, the Butterfly Lounge. Any of these projects she's been working on, I hope.
I always just imagine that the Butterfly Lounge was that masterclass.
But then what about the TV movie or whatever?
About the book?
Yeah.
Well, there was that writer's strike.
True, true.
And then that whole hashtag strike. So anything that was in the works was probably stopped, halted for a while.
Yeah.
So no matter what stage of development it was in, probably.
Well, okay. I think that concludes our episode for featuring Mariah Carey. Thank you for listening, lambs. I hope you've enjoyed. And if you didn't know any of these songs, I really do hope you go and listen to them. And I hope you find more and let us know about them. Because if there's any more we don't know about already that we forgot, I would like to reminisce. I would like to know about them. I'm sure Gia would as well. Like, bring them to our attention. We might even cover them. So, thank you for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. You can also find us on all social media platforms at The Obsessed Podcast. And join us next time at The Obsessed Podcast. I'm Gareth.
And I'm Gia.
Thank you for listening, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.